This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Oregon. The Canadian Coast Guard has established a 2 nautical mile emergency zone around a site where a container ship ran aground in Wild Cove, just west of Lark Harbor. Bad weather and sea conditions, along with a power outage on Saturday morning, led to a large vessel ending up in an area known as Cedar Cove. All 20 crew members were safely rescued by a Cormorant helicopter. Bruce English is a senior response officer with the Marine Environmental Hazards Response Team. He says they managed to fly over in a Canadian Coast Guard helicopter yesterday a couple of times, and there is no leakage from the ship, which remains in an upright position.
The weather and the sea conditions are not conducive to arm water operations, so we can't get out there in our small boats and deploy containment boom, which is probably one of the things we'd like to do. That way, if something did come from the boat, whether from the deck or from the hull or wherever, we'd be able to contain it.
The ship's owner is actively involved working through Eastern Canada Response Corporation and have representatives on site. English says they've set up a command post at the search and rescue base in Lark Harbor and are in the early stages of this response. He says the owner has also hired a salvage company to help with the ship's removal, and hopefully today they can get inside the vessel.
So they can get a look at the inside of the vessel, do soundings in the tanks and stuff like this to confirm what was there, still there and stuff like that, and try to come up with a plan to remove the vessel. It's a large ship. It's 207 meters in length, and she's pretty well sitting on the coastline there now, so we'll have to get those professionals involved to come up with a plan to remove it.
English says once they get these people on board, they'll have a better picture of what they're dealing with. Meanwhile, Sean Street is with the Bay of Islands Volunteer Search and Rescue Team. He says they got a call around 7:30 Saturday morning, and 14 members showed up on site to help.
We didn't take a lot of our equipment because the winds were bad and the roads were really bad, but we did take our emergency cold water rescue trailer, which is equipped with cold water immersion suits and our rope lines and everything in our life jackets to respond to this here emergency.
Street says they made it as far as Littleport, but the Cormorant had everyone rescued from the ship already. He says they were there in case the vessel rolled over and the crew ended up in the water. A number of agencies were on scene, but Street is saying a big thank you to the city of Cornerbrook.
But a big thanks out to the city of Cornerbrook because, I mean, we were up there and the weather was really bad and we showed up on scene and we made one call and I'm thinking it was like not even 5 minutes and they were there to clear the parking lot so we could get the equipment and respond really quick. So, I mean, a big thanks.
There are 50 members in the Bay of Islands Volunteer Search and Rescue Team. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Oregon, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.